Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
The title of our message is Spirit of the Bible. If you turn with me to Luke chapter 24, and we'll read verse 49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Jesus speaking to his disciples that they should wait in Jerusalem, in the city of Jerusalem, that he is sending the promise of his Father upon them, and that until that promise come upon them before they can move, they should wait, and that God promised, and that promise is to give the Holy Spirit unto men. That is the spirit of the Bible unto men, so that that spirit in men will be testifying of him, his spirit. And so he's saying to us, there is a spirit which is the spirit of the Bible. Jesus said to them earlier in John chapter 7, reading from verse 37 to 39, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Said he was speaking of his Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, that he was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. Has not returned into glory where he was before, that the scripture had said, anyone that believes in him will receive this spirit. What spirit? The spirit of the Bible. That it is written. The scripture says, anyone that believes in me will receive my spirit. That is, anyone that believes in the holy word of God, in the Bible, will receive the spirit of the Bible. The truth will enter him or will enter her. And so he's saying that this is what God promised, that he is going to put his spirit upon humanity. And then he said, your sons and daughters shall prophesy, that the spirit of the Bible will come upon people. And then they'll be talking him. They'll be speaking of him. He began it with the disciples saying, wait in the city of Jerusalem. See what he said further to them in Acts, the record of Acts of Apostles, chapter 1, in verse 4 and 5. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Say they will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. He was speaking to his disciples that the promise of the Father will happen to them. That God made a promise, and that promise is about to be fulfilled, Jesus said to his disciples. And that promise was fulfilled few days from when he was speaking to them on a Pentecost day. And that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, he said to us in Acts chapter 2, then the Spirit came upon those who believed. Those 120 of them that were gathered. He says that as many as will believe in the scripture shall receive the Spirit of the scriptures. The Lord told them to wait in Jerusalem. 120 of them waited. There were more than 120 that followed him in the days of his flesh. There were multitude following Jesus. But only 120 believed. And then did what the scripture says. Only 120 obeyed. And those 120 of them that obeyed waited. And then what he said happened to them. The Spirit came upon them. And then they were not testifying of him. They were not speaking of him. You know what he's telling us? That if we don't believe, we cannot receive the Spirit. Because whosoever cometh to him, the first thing he must do is to believe. Come to who? Whosoever comes to the scriptures. Whosoever comes to the Holy Bible must believe his sayings. And his saying is that we should believe on him. The scripture says that you should believe on me. Anyone that believes on me will receive my Spirit. And out of your belly will be flowing out rivers of living waters. And so those who believe saw the result of their belief. The proof of it. And then the Spirit came upon them, that he was talking of the Holy Spirit, that those who believe on him would receive. That's why John later wrote, John the Apostle, he said, don't believe every spirit. All spirits are not of God. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of the Holy Bible. The Spirit that testify of the Word, that witness the Word. He gave them great power to witness the Word. To witness him. And that he said, when you receive my Spirit, you receive the power to testify of the Word. And that without this Spirit, you cannot preach me. It is when the Spirit of the Scripture comes upon you, you will be empowered to speak of him, because you receive the Spirit of prophecy, which is the testimony of the Scriptures. And so he's saying that this is the promise of the Father, but we have to believe. How can we believe if we have not heard of him? That's why he says, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. It is when the word is preached, then we can have faith in the word. Like when the Lord told Cornelius to call for Peter to come to hear word from him. So when Peter came, Apostle Peter came to the house of Cornelius, as he was speaking by the Spirit, then those who believed, receive the Spirit. Receive which Spirit? The Spirit of the Word. That means they believe Peter's testimony. And so, because they believed Peter's testimony, they were brought in by the same Spirit into the body. He said, we are all baptized by one Spirit into this one body of God. And then we all are made to drink of the one Spirit. Peter said, what happened to us in Jerusalem has happened to these people. Why did it happen to them? They believed. Did you have anything else to do? No. Just believe. And so when Peter spoke to them that the Bible, the scripture is the Lord, they believed. And then the understanding entered into their soul. That when you believe that this word of God, this infallible word of God is the Son of God himself. He said the Spirit will enter you. You will receive his Spirit. There's nothing else to be done. And God is saying to us that it is programmed that way. That God programmed it. That a time is coming that men will be receiving his Spirit. And that program began and opened on the Pentecost day. From that day, the truth of Christ was made manifest. As Apostle Peter said to them. Look at it in chapter 2 of this Acts. If we read from verse 30 of it. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he will raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in her, neither his flesh did see corruption. Verse 32, this Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this which you now see and hear. He said, when he is now in the seat of power, that's why he said, wherefore, God has highly exalted him. Exalt who? The Word that was made flesh. It says that God spoke this by the Spirit through David, and that he will not allow his Holy One to see corruption. That David was not speaking of himself. He was speaking by the Spirit. And that this is what God has fulfilled. And he has so fulfilled his word which was spoken of. And that this word of God has been exalted. Who is exalted? The Word. The Word that he sent to Israel, preaching peace. He said he has now exalted this Word. First, he had to die and be raised into glory. And so that it is his Spirit that God said he will give. That Jesus was not yet glorified at the time he was speaking to the people, but he was speaking of his Spirit. That when he is glorified, when he is in the seat of power, in the heavenly places, he will pour out his Spirit. And so that all men will know him. You know what he's saying? He said the door was not yet open. The understanding and revelation of the Bible was not yet given. Until he that gave the scripture will open the understanding of man. And so he began the business on that day to open their understanding. They now knew the Lord. They received his Spirit. That it is that Spirit that reveals the truth of the Bible. And as Peter was speaking to them, the people heard the preaching, what he was saying. They were confronted with the truth, because the truth was right in their face. It says that it is this Jesus that God has raised from the dead. Then they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? What are we supposed to do? Then see what Peter said to them in verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Do you see it's a gift? He says, not work. Gift. What are you supposed to do? He said, repent. A change of heart. Change of mind. Repentance towards God and faith towards Jesus Christ. This is not repenting yourself. No. Not you saying, these things I used to do, I do them no more. That's not the repentance he's talking of. He's not saying, where I used to go, I don't go no more. That's not the repentance he's talking of. He's talking of repentance towards the Word of God. And faith in him alone. That is, we are to believe his word. That the word of God in the Bible is whom he said we should turn to. That when we turn to him, we will receive the spirit of the Bible. That means we'll receive the revelation of the truth of God. That Jesus is the Son of God. Who is Jesus? The word of God in the Bible is the Son of God. He says, when we believe, when we have repented, we open our heart, he will enter. He said, for 40 years in the wilderness, he was speaking to them. They heard the preaching of the Bible. They didn't believe. Therefore, they couldn't receive the Spirit. Two believed. Joshua believed. Caleb believed. And the Spirit entered them. And he said, there's a rest remaining for the people of God. What rest? I'm not entering into his rest. Why? Because of unbelief. That God is preaching his word in the Bible to us. This is his testimony. That this scripture proves the word of God. And that this is indeed his word. And the entrance of this word into us will give us the spirit of his word. That is what is remaining for the people of God. That the people of God have not believed their God. They have not even known their God. So that's why he says the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploit. That means they will open their heart for him. Open to who? Open to the word. That we are to come to the word of God, and then the word of God will fill us with his spirit. He will fill us with his knowledge. And then we know him. We know whom our God is, that our God is living. He's not dead. Who is that living word? He says the word of God in the Bible is living. And that is why he's saying, listen to me. Who said we should listen to him? The scriptures. The scripture says that if we believe on him with our heart and then confess him with our mouth, we shall be saved. There is not another God beside him. That his people have not believed him. That they saw him. They don't know that he is the one that God is speaking of. That it is this word of God, the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forevermore. That the word said that a time is coming that he will pour his spirit upon all men, upon humanity, upon women. And then your sons and daughters will be prophesying on earth. They will be speaking of him on earth. And that one is, those are those who have received his spirit. The spirit of the Bible. That this word we are reading in the Bible, they are not ordinary words. They are his word. And that this word is the holy seed of God. Jesus says, I am the true vine. My father is the gardener, is the planter. And that he came to plant his word where? In the ground of our heart. He spoke in parable. He says, the sower went forth to sow. Some seed fell by the wayside. Some seed fell on stony ground, on gravel. Some seed fell upon thorny ground or weeds. Some fell on good ground. But only those that fell on good ground reproduce. That this word of God, God says, I want to plant it in your heart, in your mind. Who is the planter? The spirit of the Bible. What is he planting? The Bible in our heart. He wants to plant the truth of the Bible in our heart, that this is the Son of the invisible God. And faith in him is salvation, for there is no other name under heaven whereby we can be saved except the name of this Holy Bible. That's why God gave him that name. The name that is greater than all. That is the name of the Word of God. That Jesus is the Word of God. To the glory of God the Father, to the glory of the Spirit that gave us the Bible. And that we want us to receive his Spirit. He said, without that Spirit you can't come to him. That everyone, as the prophet says, shall be taught by my Father. And everyone that is taught of the Father, come into the Son. Come into the Word. To this living fountain of water. Which he says, when you drink from him, out of your belly will be flowing out rivers of living water. He's talking of his Spirit. That they that believe on his Scripture will receive. That God says, a time is coming, he's going to pour his Spirit upon earth. And that took place on the Pentecost day, that is not all. He said there is a former rain and there's a latter rain. That he is planning to pour his Spirit again upon humanity in these last days. And that the Spirit of the Bible will come upon man. And as the angel told John, that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Nothing else. And then the world will know that the Word of God is coming. He is the Alpha, he is the Omega, the beginning and the ending. Saith the scripture, and that this is our faith, the word of faith. It says, if we receive the spirit of the scriptures, then we have the spirit of faith, which Abraham received, which Isaac received, which Jacob received, and all his prophets and apostles received the spirit. Then when you receive the spirit, you become witnesses unto him. You become a testifier of the scriptures. And then those who believe in them, he said they will turn to him. See what he says in John chapter 13, in verse 20. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send, receiveth me. And he that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. Are you hearing? That's why he sent them forth. He said, as the Father sent me, so I sent you. Sent who? His disciples. He said, wait in Jerusalem until I come upon you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. But this time around, I'll come as the Holy Ghost. I come as the Spirit, because the letter is killer, but the Spirit gives life. I will come into you, to those that open by faith unto me. When they open their heart, I will enter. He put no difference. There's no difference between Jews and Gentiles. No difference. And so he said that this is what God promised, that he would take the one Spirit of this Holy Bible and put it upon men. Sons and daughters will be prophesying of him. They'll be testifying of him. Now he said those people who are testifying of him, he said anyone who received them has received him. That's why those who receive the testimony of Peter in the house of Cornelius received him. It says anyone that received me, receive he that sent me. If you receive the Bible as the word of God, indeed you have received God that gave us the Bible. You have received the Spirit that gave us the Bible. There is not another system. Faith in him alone is the way to receive the gift. It's a gift. You don't have to work for it. You just have to believe. When you believe, he said the Spirit or the understanding will enter you. But he said if we don't believe this testifier, these servants that testify of him, how are we going to receive his Spirit? Said to the disciples that I'm not praying for you alone. I'm praying for all those who will believe your word. He sent Mary Magdalene to them. They don't believe her word. How can they receive the Spirit? When Thomas did not believe the report of the apostles, the other ones, how can he receive the Spirit? If we don't receive the testimony of those who are preaching the word, not as flesh and blood, preaching this Bible, he says, preach the word in season, off season. If we don't receive their testimony, how are we going to receive the Spirit? But he says that if thou wouldest believe, you will receive the Spirit. Means you will be exactly as the same. Say, we also having the same spirit of faith as Abraham did, we'll have the testimony. And so that's why he's saying to us that this is God's promise unto humanity. There is not another way to be saved than to believe in him and to believe the testimony. Because how can we call on whom we have not believed? How can we believe on whom we have not heard from? And so therefore he said that I'm sending them. And he said, how can they go except they should be sent? He sent them. He said, how beautiful are the feet of them that publish the good news. The good news of Jesus Christ. The good news of God. You know, God brought us good news. That good news is the preaching of the Bible. Say what we could not do in that we weak in the flesh, God sent his son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin, so that it will bring us into the truth. So that we will know that there's no way in the way of the flesh. That the way is Christ. That Jesus is the way, the truth and the life to God. And that anyone that comes to this Jesus, to the word of God, has come to God. Anyone that comes to the Bible has come to God. To the true God, the only true God, and the eternal life. That it is he that ever lives and abideth forever. That the scripture cannot pass away. Never. And therefore, he said, those who receive his Spirit will come to him boldly. Because as he is, so are they in this world. And on that day, they will not be found naked or ashamed. But he said, those who come another way, he says, I never knew you. Because you have been looking at me. That when the master gets up, this door is shut. Who is that master? Master Jesus, the Bible. He is the word of God. He told the disciples, he says, it's not a probability. No. If you are still on the banners of probability, you don't know whom you serve. We serve the God of the Holy Bible. You know, some serve God of moon, God of the sun, God of the waters. But he said, for us, we Jews and Greeks that believe, Christ is our God. We don't have another God. And therefore, God gave us this God. He says, at his name, every knee should bow. Every tongue should confess that the word of God is Lord. To the glory of God, the Father that gave him to us. That God so loved the word. He gave us the Holy Bible. We should believe on him. It was not well for them of old who did not believe on him, they perished. But he said, we who have believed has entered into his rest. How do we know we have entered into his rest? He said, we receive his Spirit. That's the rest. He said, I will give you rest. When you receive his spirit, then he said the spirit will seal you up unto the day of redemption. You'll be sealed with the spirit. That's why he says the spirit beareth witness with that seal in you, that you are born of him. Born of who? Born of the word. Born again by the word of God that abideth forever. You know your father. You know your heavenly father. He said in that day you will know him. Then you can then pray to him in his name. You don't call on Jesus and your mind is on imaginations. No. When you call on him, you call on him in his name. And your heart is in with him. And then he says you will get results. He will answer you speedily. But if we are calling on the Lord and our heart is in molten calf, how is he going to answer? If we are calling on the Lord, our heart is in Jupiter, how is he going to answer? He said, if you call on him, let your heart be on him. On he, on who? On his word. On his word. And if your heart be on his word, he says, then you are in order. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.